one game winning streak.
10 game winless streak.
I think it, again, it's what I've been saying before, is that Albertine's been saying the same thing from day one. It's just that I think, you know, he's the one that's had a plan and a vision for this team, and he's really kept the players trying to go that way. And, you know, players from many different backgrounds, many different ages and experiences, it takes some time to get that together. We learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes, continuing to make some mistakes, but not as many as before. And I think because of, you know, I mean, Albertine was the one at halftime said, we're going to win this game. So, he's the biggest push behind us all, and I think players are responding.
What does this do for your confidence, getting the first goal and then giving up that lead and then coming back out to score to win? That's got to be a big boost.
FC Gold Pride 7 games ago, we would have folded, and that would have been a loss. But now, you know, as of lately, I just think, you know, first of all, we're not hyperventilating when teams score goals on us. And second of all, you know, we're battling it out for 94 minutes. You know, games get played and goals get scored and, you know, up and down and chances. But right now, I think we're on a pretty even keel where we're just pretty concentrated on doing our job, playing for 90 minutes plus. And I think you see the results coming because of that.
About your goal, what you saw there, and how that played out?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know how the ball got down into this end, but, like, Sink had it, and I think she took a couple of... Oh, yeah, no, I passed it to Sink wide. We were kind of, not necessarily on a break, but we were surging up. Sink was able to get down. She cut inside and tried to have a shot. The defender blocked it, and it's just one of those where I just had to turn and let it go across. It was just bouncing in, and I finally saw a corner, the back post corner, and I just was able to put in, or didn't even think about it. And I think that's, you know, I've been having some great chances lately that I've missed, and it just felt so good to be able to step up and put one in for the team.
How did the team find that even keel?
I don't have a miracle answer. I wish I did, but we've just been plugging away day in and day out. Again, Albertine, he's not changed from day one in terms of his plan, and he's just been giving us time to mature, come together, players to blossom, and for us to try to find the right, the right formation, just the right players together. And I think that it's just taken the time, and that's where we are at this point.
How much did it seem like Leslie Osborne really made a huge difference when she came in the second half, really controlled the tempo and just kind of gave you guys some peace of mind a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's her spot. I mean, I think the thing is that Leslie Osborne is world-class in a defensive holding midfielder. You got to give credit to Kim Jokers, who came in not really having played that spot much and did a very good job for us, scored an amazing goal, a wonderful goal for herself, for our team. And then having Leslie come in, step in, a national team player who, that's her job, that's her role. It's just what Albertine can do, can mix players up, get them back in there, and she was very important for us, for sure.
Allison, I was wondering if you could talk about that last shot by Abby that looked like you got a pretty good piece of it and still went off the post.
There's a lot going on with Abby down there. I got a good punch on it, got a good read, and really there's so much happening. It was a whole defensive effort, though. People were flying in front of shots and running back, and Lindsay's take a couple of hits on breakaways, and it was really a team effort there, but I got to do my part in the game today, and then we let a couple in early for whatever reason, whatever happened with them, and then we all came fighting back, and we all did our part in that second half to get the lead back and get a win. So just doing my part of what I can for the team.
Did you think that shot was going in?
I thought it was a little wide, but it's better safe than sorry. Always better be safe than sorry.
On that first goal, what happened exactly? Because it looked like you got pushed a little bit in there.
There's a whole lot of contact on it. We'll have to look at the film and see what actually happened. And at this point, it's irrelevant in the result of the game. We got the win even after a call or a non-call, whatever it was on that. So we'll look at it and see what it is, and the legal see it, and we'll see it and see, you know, what actually happened on it. But basically at this point, doesn't matter too much.
Mm. That's very diplomatic of you.
Well, I'm just glad we got a win. So.
And you don't want to spoil it by getting fined, right?
That wouldn't be the most fun.
You talk about your play. You've been playing a lot lately. How's that affecting your confidence and kind of controlling the back line?
Well, it's been... I have had a few games recently, which has been really good for me. But the thing is, stepping on the field is that never at any point, if I've played the first game of the season or none of them until now, I've got the entire concept of the coaching staff and the team and the entire front office, everyone in our team. When we step on the field, we know that we've got the comps of everyone else. And so it's definitely great to get a win and get more minutes and get some significant time and to be a bit more familiar with the back line for sure after, I think this is my fourth game with them. But knowing that when I get up on the field, like before the game, Leslie's like, do it. You're good today. You're solid. And CeCe's in there and Brandy's in there. And before in the locker room, Millie's like, you know, you've improved so much this year. You've really, really gotten to a great place. And just knowing that before I even step on the field that that I've got my team behind me, it means that whatever happens on the field, we do it together.
On that first goal, did you try to punch it? And did it kind of just pinball around in there? Or?
I was trying to get my hands on it anyway, catch or punch. And there's a lot of contact going on, and you know, honestly, don't remember too much of it right now. Just a lot of stuff going on in that game, so we'll take a look at it in the locker room later.
Since Brandy's been inserted in the lineup 3 games ago, you guys haven't lost. What kind of difference has she made? Just for you guys.
You know, Brandy's always surprising every game because, you know, with her, the difference is the experience, which, you know, translates into calm out there. I think, you know, the things that she can see, the things that she can communicate, reading the game. But also I think she wants to try to combine and play. And I think that's the difference. I think lately with our team, we want to combine and play. We've always wanted to, but I think we're finding it a bit easier. We're moving the ball around just a lot better. And I think she's a big part of that with the ball at her feet, with seeing things, with combining, like, you know, she and I can combine in the mid here. And she gets forward. I mean, she knows how to get forward, make those runs and put herself in very dangerous positions. So she's been assisting very well. I mean, even though it's not good, but she's been creating very well. She's been defending very well for us, organizing vocally, and it makes all the difference.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Congratulations.